Time for Laura England Biggs, the executive director over at Kane Memorial Library, to come into the studio this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here on a nice, sunny, warm again. Wow, this weather is just unbelievable, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice. We'll take it while we have it. Let's talk about things going on at Kane Memorial Library. What do you have going on?
All right. Well, tonight we have bedtime story time at 6:30. It's an opportunity to bring your favorite stuffed animal. If the kids want to be in PJs, I suppose if the adults want to, it's up to you.
There we go.
But yeah, just a little story time with Miss Justine.
Okay. So if I fall asleep, can I just sleep there?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, we would ask you to leave at that point.
Story time is pretty popular though, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to share books with kids and help encourage that love of reading.
Yeah, for sure. So you're going to do that again on Monday, right?
We are. It's Ms. Justine's dancing story time in honor of Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I think there'll be some little crafts to go along with it, but she loves to get the kids up and moving and give them some of their 60 minutes of activity I heard about on the news this morning that they're supposed to get.
That's right. Yeah. So have you been getting more kids back to the library?
Definitely. Definitely. Story times have been very popular. We had a crafternoon last Friday that was, I think they said 94 people came.
Oh, nice.
A lot of those were kids.
So, yeah, good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me a little bit about this Novel Idea Book Club.
That's our book club for grown-ups. They meet, they've moved back to Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. at Milady. And it's just a chance to read a book and come together with like-minded adults or possibly different-minded adults. It depends. And just talk about what you read. This month it's Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead.
Okay.
Which is the story of Cora, who is a slave in the antebellum South, and her journey to freedom.
Yeah, that'll be good. Again, that's Tuesday of next week, 6 p.m. at Milady Coffee House.
Yes.
So you can have a little coffee or whatever you want to have for a beverage there,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah, good deal. And, of course, fundraising continues for the expansion project?
Absolutely. It's a $9.4 million project. Right now, we are at $7,208,320.
She has it down to the dollar.
I do. We're writing a big grant, and I'm working on it this afternoon, so I had to know that number.
Oh, good. Good deal.
We've got several large grants outstanding, but we're still looking for support in the community. Any donation helps.
Okay. As far as I know, the big sale, the book sale is coming up.
Yes, it is. Friends of the Library book sale is March 24th to the 27th at Christensen Field.
Okay.
And you'll be able to find information at the Friends webpage, which is fokml.org.
Okay. Friends of Kane Memorial Library. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. So you haven't started moving anything yet, have you?
No, we have not. That okay. will happen closer to July.
Yeah. Okay. So good.
We're in the process of hiring the contractor. So I believe that will be wrapped up early March.
Yeah, there's
and
a little.
And they'll help us with the timeline.
Had to take a little bit of a step back to
we
take
did.
Care of some legal stuff, and
right.
so
follow the Political Subdivisions Construction Alternatives Act.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, thank you for stopping in. A lot of good information. Again, bedtime story is timed as tonight, 6 p.m. and
6:30.
Or 6:30. Okay. Then dancing story time Monday at 10 a.m. for Valentine's Day, and Tuesday meet over at Milady at 6 p.m. for the Novel Idea Book Club. So thank you. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.